stories and accounts. I don't know if you've ever looked into your family history. Maybe you've discovered fascinating things. Maybe they're intriguing stories. Maybe, I don't know, you've discovered the odd skeleton in the cupboard, the black sheep of the family, or maybe you've got links to somebody famous. Well, York writer Julie Fern has taken her research into her family history to a new level because she's been inspired to write a novel based partly on her own family's history. It's called Northern Pole. It's out now or out soon. She's with me in the studio this morning, sitting opposite me. Good morning, congratulations.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
Is it out?
It is out, yes. It's on Amazon as a paper book and a Kindle candle, yes.
I've got an early copy here. It's got not for resale printed all over the front of it.
That was my proof copy, but I had to read it to check there weren't any glitches.
Very good. I'm very honoured that you've let me see this. Have you enjoyed this experience?
It was absolutely fantastic. It took 3 years. It began, I wrote a play about the council estate that I grew up in and all the sort of people who lived there. There were lots of very interesting people.
Where was that?
That was nearly 3 years ago.
Where was Bradford
in West Yorkshire, right, which is where I grew up and my parents lived there. My mum was Irish and my dad was Polish immigrant from the Second World War. The play was too unwieldy, but it had potential. At that point, I then had inherited some documents from my family, a suitcase of letters, documents, certificates, identification papers, all kinds of things, notebooks. And I had them translated from Polish to English. And that inspired me to write the novel.
Wow, that's quite a thing to do. In fact, one of the people you thank at the start of the book is the person that did the translation. You even say... Some of this was just written in pencil, but you still managed to decipher it.
Absolutely. She actually worked in York as a teaching assistant, but went back to Poland. And I used to scan the letters and the documents to her. She'd read them, translate them, type them out and send that back to me. So I built up like a dossier, a file of documents, and I fed those into the novel.
As she was writing it.
Yeah,
but as stuff was coming back to you, these are sort of, as you say, they're family documents, historic documents, mm-hmm. letters. Were you, as this translation came back to you, were you going, oh my goodness me, never knew this, never realised that?
Yes, I was. There were quite a lot of revelations and things that I didn't know, which I can't reveal now because they're part of the plot. I can reveal I've discovered things about my heritage that it wasn't what we thought it would be. That I discovered that the way my grandfather died, my Polish father's father, what we were told wasn't true at all.
Isn't that the same in so many families?
It's absolutely. I mean, the book and what the book is about is the way that people deceive each other and keep sort of secrets and secrets from one another. So I've lost my thread here.
No,
Jonathan.
But I mean, that's
sorry.
But that's families all over, isn't it?
Yes,
The way that family legend, the way that family history gets passed down, there are mistakes, there are errors that get replicated time and time again, so they become facts,
yes,
but
absolutely.
They're not. There are things that people left out because they were embarrassed about them at the time or ashamed of them.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of Northern Pole is about that. In fact, one person said that shame is almost a character in the novel.
It's astonishing. I mean, can you tell? You started off by saying this started out as a play and it was too unwieldy and there were too many characters. Yeah. And I'm reading it and I'm thinking, this is a film. This is made to be a film. Have you thought about that?
Quite a few people have read it, said it's cinematic. They can imagine it as a film.
I can, absolutely.
Which is just amazing, astonishing.
You've had support, haven't you, while you did it? You're part of a writer's group. How important has that been to you?
Incredibly important. I wrote the novel. I was on an online writing course where you wrote a section of the novel once a week and you published it online.
Is this the deadlines thing?
This is the deadlines. 52 deadlines. You read each other's work and made comments, and that went on for a year, and that's how I wrote the first draft. And that was amazing because the people were on it from all over the world. The common denominator was that we all spoke English and you had to write in English. So I wrote the first draft that way, and then I wrote the second draft that way another year on that particular programme. And then I sort of went freelance, if you like, and I continued writing and editing it myself. So it took 3 years, but it was because I had a family story where there were tons of gaps that I wanted to fill in. Then I had all these documents that some were like factual and some suggested things. So I had this really rich pot of material that I could turn into, I hoped, a page-turning novel and a dramatic story and a relevant story because it's about refugees and immigrants, and that's something that's happening all the time. And when the Ukraine war happened and the Soviets invaded Ukraine, suddenly what I was writing about, which up to that point had seemed very, very historical, was relevant again and real, and people were being torn from their homes and finding themselves, you know, having to flee, leave everything and turn up somewhere with absolutely nothing, which is what my father did. He turned up here with absolutely nothing, and he was in a resettlement camp in Barnsley in South Yorkshire for Polish refugees. There were lots of those all over England. There was one in Sheriff Hutton, just outside of York. So he started from there.
It is an amazing jigsaw of how yes. You come to be sitting in. You wouldn't be sitting in front of me if all of this hadn't happened.
Absolutely.
Did you cry? Did you cry when you wrote this? Because some parts of it, the first 100 pages. I mean, spoiler alert.
Yes.
The first 100 pages are set in Warsaw.
Yes.
At the time of the Nazis, the Gestapo are. Yes. Going round looking for anybody who's part of the Polish underground, the Jews, obviously, but also yes. people in the Polish underground, yes. collaborators.
Yes.
And the scene that you describe, the kicking down, well, not the kicking down, but the kicking at the door.
Yes.
And the Gestapo
yes.
coming in with the kids, and that really sort of sets the hairs on the back of your neck up.
Right. It was, I mean, it sounds really strange, but it was really fun is the wrong word. I just got so into it and just could imagine all those things. And I'd read loads about, you know, factual stuff about what had happened. So it was just, it was very moving and very emotional to write it. But I was so involved in it. I did cry. I did cry, particularly when I read my grandmother's letters to my father, because I'd never heard. She died in 1948. I knew nothing about her. And suddenly I heard her voice speaking through these letters. And she was pleading with my father to reconcile with her over something that had happened, which we didn't know what it was. And I didn't know what it was. And that was a very moving experience. And I think I've possibly managed to translate that emotion into sort of the characters, because people have said that they really root for the characters and feel for them and care about what happens to them.
You do. That is absolutely, yes, you've absolutely put your finger on it there. How much did you have to invent? Because as a creative person, mm-hmm. you know, you've generally speaking, if you were just writing this from scratch, if it wasn't based around your family history,
yes.
you'd have complete creative license
yes.
to do whatever
yes.
you as a, yes. as a creative yeah. writer wanted mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. So how much is invented and how much is it? Because it's not all real, is it?
It's not. No, no. A lot of it is invented from a skeletal story. And as I say, the few documents that I found and from snippets that were said about what may or may not have happened to my father. He wouldn't talk about his background, which is not unusual in those days. We didn't have the talking culture that we have now. People sort of came out of the war, they had their demob suit and they got on with life, and they'd seen and witnessed terrible things, and it affected them quite badly, but they just had to get on with things. There was no Prozac or post-traumatic stress syndrome or anything like that.
You get this over in the book because there is a tremendous time jump. There's a moment at which, spoiler alert, your dad escapes from somewhere.
Yes.
And the next time he pops up, he's an injured soldier who's been fighting.
Yes.
And that's like, well, good heavens above.
Exactly.
But that's what makes it so cinematic. Look, we've talked for quite a long time. We're going to have to stop in a moment.
Okay.
I could talk to you all day about this because I'm really taken with it.
And that's wonderful.
As I say, I'm about halfway through it.
Right.
go and talk to somebody in the film industry or the television industry about this. Because I quite seriously, I can see it on the screen.
Yes,
what would you say to other people? There's going to be at least one other person listening at the moment who is struggling with the book that they've always been going to write,
right,
but they haven't got round to it yet, or they're battling through. Quick bit of advice.
I would say do it. If you've got a good story, a story that you believe in and you want other people to hear, write your book. It's a long process, but you'll get through it, and there's lots of help available.
Do you think that this, in some ways, a tribute to those people that you write about, your ancestors, your near ancestors?
Absolutely. I've dedicated it to my father, absolutely, because all those people are gone now. And yes, it is dedicated to them and all the other people who are in that situation.
It's a gripping read. It's called Northern Pole. There's a play on words there. Julie Fern. Fern with an A in it. That will help people find you. Thank you for coming by this morning and talking about it so enthusiastically. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Nice to have you on the programme. Thank you.